Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 162 of Look What I Found, and this is day number 4 of the Dog Days of Advent. And I don't have a picture today. I had a curveball thrown at me, so to speak, in life, a life curveball that kind of threw me for a loop. So I just didn't do any picture, but I decided I want to talk about something. So today's Advent word or theme or topic is probably life, friends. I don't know. You choose life. I found out today that one of my old friends had passed away, and I found out, oddly enough, they passed away in October, and here it is December. I'm not really upset about that. I'm more upset that I didn't get to go to the service, you know, in October than anything, but that's nobody's fault. Anyway, his wife had texted me or got in touch with me today to tell me what had happened. And apparently he had cancer, and he was going through chemo and complications from that. It took his life. And, you know, I'm watching the Bush funeral today. I was watching that some and hearing some of the words from 43 Bush, and I was getting a little into it because, you know, he's talking about his dad. I'm thinking about my dad and so on and so forth. And then I get the news literally right after that, that Kurt had passed away. Now, to talk about Kurt a little bit, so it was a double whammy really on me to a degree. But to talk about Kurt for a little bit, he was actually one of the nicest guys that would, you know, anytime you said, "Hey, Kurt, can you come help me do this?" he would be there. And he would help you out, do whatever. I've never known him not to. And I can think of several occasions where he was lickety-split, right there, here to help you out. Very stand-up guy, very loyal to his friends. And I was even a roommate of his for a while. Actually, to take that a little bit back a little further, him and I worked together. I was sort of his manager, not really. We kind of worked together at a computer place and did a lot of networking. He kept telling me he learned a lot from that from me, which, you know, it makes me feel good whenever somebody says, gives you that kind of feedback. But so I think about all the years that we hung out with each other. Like I said, we worked together for 5 or 6 years, and I roomed with him for a while in his house in Lancaster, South Carolina. And we lived there for 2 or 3 years, I think. But yeah, we were friends there for a long time. And it's not only that, my dad knew him. He worked with him at an engineering firm. And, you know, so a lot of people knew him, and a lot of people have the same opinion of him. He was a very stand-up guy, has your back, and, you know, would be there if you need him. So, you know, the world's a little darker not having Kurt around, because if you knew him, you'd know exactly why I would say something like that. So my thoughts are with his family, you know, as they're still coping with it. This is from what I've been told today. And I wish them all the best, and I'll continue to pray for them. But again, it's one of those things. I'm turning 50 in January, and just a lot of things on my mind as far as, I don't know, things done left or left undone, you know, kind of thing. And you get news like this, and just makes me want to appreciate my friends and family, not necessarily in that order, you know. Either way, really. Friends and family, even more so than I did yesterday. I want to make sure that I'm not taking advantage of or taking for granted the relationships I have. And it's a good time of year to kind of reflect on that as well. You know, we got Christmas time, going to have some parties and hanging out with family. And I'm just going to make a special effort to I sort of say insert myself to solidify some of those relationships and, you know, make some good memories. So my advice to you, not really advice, my suggestion to you, do the same. Go hug somebody today. All right. Thank you. See you later.
I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.